Hello everyone, today we will talk about the Champions League in this show, the prediction of the round of 16 and some clubs. The first question is there for the big fan of Liverpool, Kylian Hurley. So how are you, Kylian?
I'm good, and you?
I am good too, thank you. So how do you expect Liverpool this year? Do you think that they will progress? And obviously, like every teacher say, you got to say why.
I think we'll win the Champions League again because we have the same team as last year and the players have developed even more and the other teams haven't changed their team that much, so it should be a walk in the park.
I understand what you're saying, but you didn't talk about the round of 16. You think Liverpool will beat Atletico?
Yes, for sure. We all know that Liverpool at Anfield is unbeatable, and plus we only lost against Atletico by one goal, so I think that 2-0 at Anfield isn't very hard.
We all know that Liverpool are the best in England. Can they be as good as last year in the Champions League?
Well, I don't think so because they already won the Champions League last year and Jurgen Klopp publicly said that he just wants the Premier League this year.
And finally, like every week, you got to do a pronostic about a match. And this time the match will be, can I have some drums, Atalanta versus Valence and Tottenham versus Leipzig.
I will say 1-0 for Atalanta and 1-1 for Spurs.
Thank you very much, Kylian, and don't quit. We will be back after the ad.
This podcast is sponsored by Lay's, proud partner of the Champions League. You can't just eat one.
Welcome back to the show, and don't forget to eat your Lay's while listening. Who will be the champion? Best podcast since 2014. And now we have on the stage with us the best commentator of the world, Ulysse Ika. So how are you today, Ulysse?
I'm really good, thank you.
So, Ulysse, we all know that you're a big fan of Barcelona. You know everything about the team, and the first question for you is about the lineup. What do you think it will be?
I will align Ansu Fati in left wing because there is no other winger available. Griezmann in the center forward because Suarez is injured. For the midfielder, I will put Arthur and De Jong because Vidal and Busquets is suspended. And the third midfielder, Rakitic, or the young player of the Mesa.
We all know that Barcelona is a great team, but what could hurt or be lacking for Barcelona during the competition?
Their offensive efficiency, their defensive aspect, and their depth of the bench could make their task difficult because Barcelona have a problem to scoring and they have another problem in defense.
Ulysse, you are the luckiest today. We got you the best question, but it's also the most difficult. Which team do you think will win between Napoli and Barcelona?
I think Barcelona will win at Camp Nou because they are invincible at home since 2013, but I think Napoli can work miracles.
Finally, Ulysse, can you give us the pronostic of Real Madrid versus Man City?
I think Manchester City will win at home because Ramos is suspended and Manchester City scored 2 away goals in first leg.
Thank you very much, Ulysse. We will be back just after the short sponsorship.
This podcast is sponsored by Heineken, proud sponsor of the Champions League. Enjoy a nice drink while watching a nice game. Heineken.
Welcome back everyone to the podcast. This time we got a special guest. He came from England to Ottawa. Welcome, Christian. How are you today?
I am really good, thank you.
Christian, you play soccer a lot of time when you were young. I know you are a big fan of PSG. My question for you is, will PSG get to the quarterfinal?
I think PSG can win at home versus Borussia, but it will be a difficult match and dangerous for the midfielder without Marco Verratti.
Yes, I think you're right. My next question is, where do you see Dortmund in the Champions League?
Oh, that's the easy question. The next match they will be eliminated, but PSG will win the next game 2-0.
Okay, and what lineup can Thomas Tuchel do to win by 2?
They will do the same lineup, but Mbappe will not be 9. He will switch places with Neymar, and Neymar will be attacking midfielder.
Finally, you got to give us a pronostic of Lyon versus Juventus and Chelsea versus Bayern.
It will be 4-0 for Bayern and 1-0 for Juventus.
Thank you very much, Christian.
This show is sponsored by Pepsi, proud sponsor of the Champions League. Enjoy a nice drink while watching a nice game of the UEFA Champions League.
To summarize this show, we talked about the Liverpool vs Atletico match, the form of Liverpool, if they can win the Champions League, of Barcelona vs Napoli, weakness of the Barca, PSG vs Dortmund, who could win the return match, and our prediction for the other round of 16. And for you guys who's watching the podcast, thank you very much. We'll be back next week. Thank you.